Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The left side of his body isn't really there with the right yet. So he kind of like swings it along with his big ass. That I say that affectionately. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Pre-gaming
time.
From Austin, Texas. I love Austin, Texas. I haven't been there for the longest time. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. I'm here to be a supportive gal.
More than that.
Steve has some stuff down here for work. Austin's great.
Great.
So is it's like I don't ever spend time here, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I get why people came here. Like in the whole like post COVID, like you know the big move of like you either went to Nashville or you went to Austin.
Yeah.
I only know a couple people here, and I ran into one of them like right when I walked in the hotel. What a small town. Adorable.
It's actually a big town now. And now you can see why every time I would cover a Longhorns game, basketball or football, I would miss my flight the next day and have to take a later one. It's a time.
Because it's a time.
It's great.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it was 2 o'clock in the morning last night. And I was like, where am I? I'm not in college anymore.
No.
And I'm not in Kansas anymore. We're in Austin.
Great. Pass the quesadilla.
You guys are the best for submitting questions, as always, on the pregame. Our favorite questions are always the anonymous ones. They're juicy. Here's one for you. Anonymous, I have a hard crush on a coworker in a very professional setting. Kill it or explore it with caution?
Explore it with caution. Just do it and tell us how it goes. Go!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
What is a very professional setting?
A hard crush on a coworker. I know, but see, how would you do that though? Like, is it obvious that you have a crush on the person and like, or you have to like plant the seed? I don't know. I have questions, Anonymous. Does this person know you have a crush on them?
Great question.
Or you got, I'm not good at making like the first move. I never wanted to do
that. Maybe this is a guy though, writing us too. We're popular in the streets with the men.
Yeah. Maybe that. We need more information, but go for it.
Yeah. And is this other person giving signs that they like you back? And honestly, like, what's a professional setting? Like, I mean,
great
what
point.
Is this, a courtroom?
We don't have
operating
any.
Room? Have...
What is a professional setting? That's a great
Everybody
point.
Everybody has
a law
downtime. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, recommend that you trade flirtatious comments or racy texts on the coworker's text chain, but you all go to dinner at some point, right? I don't know. I just let us know.
Let us know. Yeah. We have more questions and go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Next.
Brit Swan 16. Did I miss how baby Jim went? Oh, I don't remember. Did we talk about it?
No, we talked about it,
but
not on the podcast.
No, Britt, you didn't miss it. Well, he's still enrolled, so that's a plus. He loved it. He thrived. I also think the pressure that I put on myself, no, him seeing other babies crawl, I think was really good for him.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. And so I'm hoping, or is that just in my head and I made it up? I didn't get to go last week. Jarrett took video. He was sitting there and a little girl was there and he crawled his little hot ass right up to her.
He did?
Sure did. Sure did.
Stop it.
We are.
I didn't know he's crawling.
Yeah, he's crawling. The left side of his body isn't really there with the right yet. So he kind of like swings it along with his big ass. That I say that affectionately. It's also because he has a huge Huggies on or Pampers. I'll take either endorsement, whatever you want. I was going to tell you this. Though. Oh, shoot. I blanked. My kid has great posture at story time, right? You saw the video, didn't you? Didn't I send it to you?
Yeah, he was sitting perfectly straight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's wearing a comfy brace. I need a comfy brace right now.
So do I. So it went well. He's still enrolled. We love it. And they're so sweet there. So we're pumped about it.
Little kids are so cute and they like check. Like, I always wonder, like, do they know that they're little babies? Like what? Or when a baby sees themselves in the mirror, like, do they know that that's them?
Yes. Mac loves seeing himself in a mirror. He's always like, eh. My kid is real social. He loves people. We went to brunch yesterday by ourselves. And our nanny didn't come, which was a big step for the kids. And we went and it was hilarious.
Mom and dad are growing up.
Trying to. We also took him to Home Depot. We needed something at our house. I hate Home Depot. Nothing against Home Depot.
Every time I go there, I think of you and how you hate it.
It gives me anxiety. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what I'm doing. I'll tell you what. I love it now. You want to know why? Because my 8-month-old loves it. There's so much chaos and stuff going on. He's like this. He didn't even sit back
in his stroller.
Did you
put him in the stroller that has like looks like a truck kind of a thing?
No, he was in his own stroller. But he was so excited, he didn't lay back. He just sat forward, hunched over so he could see everything. Jared's like, anything else we need? I was like, let's get him away from these chemicals. Like, yeah, let's get out of here. What are we doing? Then we went to Michael's, for God's sakes.
Who are you? I don't talk to you for a couple days and you're at Home Depot and you might go to Michael's.
Yeah.
This gal.
Yeah. And I'm very.
And you're going to brunch by yourself?
I know.
Who are you?
I've got this spot down in Hermosa I want you and Steve to come to now. It's great.
I got to move.
Okay.
I know we've said it before on this podcast. I really do. We came home from the ranch. Steve's, the side of his, the mirror on the side of his car ripped off. Like,
this is unacceptable to be paying this much to live in this state and for this stuff to be happening. Sorry, I'll say it. It's unacceptable.
Enough's enough. Yeah. Every single time we have to leave a car, not in a garage because, we're so rich, we have so many cars. No, it's just like it has to stay on the street and then something happens.
Yeah.
Every time.
Nope.
Not interested. It's ridiculous. Where are my tax paying dollars going? Okay. Off topic. Here we go. Carrie A. Warren, what do you feed your dogs? I'm getting a puppy and overwhelmed with options. Well, Carrie, great question. I used to feed them. This is a very bad mother that I was. I used to just feed them like whatever dog food, you know, was around. Then Willis is very fat and it's my fault because I give him so many treats and it's really bad for him and it's hard on his joints and he's getting older. So Steve, being adorable, Steve does all the research and then got him on Farmer's Dog. And I will say, if Farmer's Dog wants to make this an ad,
sure.
I would love nothing more because that stuff is not cheap. And Steve, again, being adorable, it's like he pays for it, but he's like, Willis needs this. This is really good for him. And he like did all the research. So Farmer's Dog is now at the eat. And let me tell you, I should do an ad for this. Willis never used to like hit his bowl being like, it's time for me to eat.
Now he's
like, I'm hungry. Now
all in.
Hitting the bowl like at 4:00. I'm like, bro, it's 4. We're not eating until 6:00.
Oh my God.
Licking the bowl. He's pacing around. The second he sees the package coming out, he's like hyperventilating. Like this is, I'm telling you, Farmer's Dog's really done a number on this guy. Loves it.
Great.
Loves everything about it. So yes, I would get something natural like that. I wish I would have done it years ago. I probably would have added years to my little sweet angel's life.
Aww.
Farmer's Dog lady.
All right. Mike Smith, 65. Have either one of you ever sacrificed who you were as a person because of a man? If I were a man.
100%.
Okay.
I remember I dated one guy and I will omit his name. You know the one I'm talking about. And I don't even know you never even met him. I dated him for a year.
I don't like the, And then we went to the bar to try to meet him and he wouldn't come into the bar.
He wouldn't come into the bar to meet you. And I'm like, this is my best friend. Like, you're telling me that you can't meet her after a year of dating. I don't know what phase I was in. I've had some.
random phases. I was in this like subservient phase, and like he like
what a word.
Told me what to wear and like how to act. And I was like super compliant. I was like, okay. I don't even recognize who I was in that. And I don't know why I did that. I think because I'm so used to being like the more dominant one in a relationship. I was like, oh, I'm going to sit back and like let him take charge. And then I was like, who am I? Yeah, it was awful. And I'm mad at myself that I wasted a year of my life in a relationship with someone that I should never have been with.
I'll be Dr. Phil. What did you learn from that?
I learned that I need to be comfortable and not with myself, like, and who I am in a relationship. Like, it's okay that I'm sometimes the more dominant one, but like, it doesn't mean I have to swing the and go completely the opposite direction. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm mad at myself that I wasted a year of my life.
I'm mad you wasted a year of your life, but I love where you are now. And sometimes you have to go through this shit to get.
We were talking about, Steve and I were talking about that yesterday, actually, just different relationships that we'd been in, because the girl that I ran into here, I knew her from that aforementioned ex. And we were just saying, like,
really?
It's weird when you look back at the certain people that you've been with, but then it all leads you to, where's Rascal Flatts? God bless the broken road, ladies and gentlemen. Like, thank God it all worked out.
And let me straighten you. Another anonymous.
What if your partner plans a vacay you absolutely hate? Van life isn't for me. I would hope that your partner knows that you're not into that, unless you're early on in the relationship and you're trying to like not seem like you're high maintenance or you're trying to be compliant. You can't go do something. And I'll say, actually, let me take that back. I think that if that really means a lot to your significant other, then you have to do it. Just know that the next vacation should be something that you like to do. Like, I'm not into cold weather vacations. Like, that's not really my thing. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I want to go on a, you know, I don't know. I don't like skiing, but.
I was having this thought today on the reformer, and I'm having a real time with myself right now. I will discuss more in the big show. I'm in a rut, but I was thinking about this couple that Jarrett and I know, and the wife is a lot younger than the husband. And then I was thinking about their house and all the adventurous photos they have of like holding a tarpon up and she's in her bikini and like, you know, hiking and like, she's like, she looks great. And I'm in a rut, but I was thinking to myself, God, like, I don't ever think of like super fun vacations. Like, I just don't. I'm like, hey, do you want to go to Montana? And like, he makes the reservations. And I don't like ever think of like, I like going to Cabo and just laying out and eating and drinking. And I don't ever think of like, let me throw a bikini on and let's go tarpon fishing. Like, I was starting to feel bad. Like, God, what am I? I'm not bringing the Zaza Zing, like the adventure, you know?
Oh, into the vacation. Zaza Zing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, this is a big show conversation, because I'd like to dive deeper into this. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the pregame. Please stay tuned when we explore Aaron's Zaza Zing or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof.
Okay? Stay tuned. Love you all.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com. Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.